Well, he's back, and this one perhaps is bigger and better. It's an opportunity to raise funds for a good cause. Raise for the Cure with Couture. September 20th, Amway Grand Plaza Hotel, September, well, right around the corner, so let's talk about it now. Good that you are here, R.C. Kalin. Good morning to you, R.C.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having us.
Welcome. Pam Blodgett on the board of directors with the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, receiving many of the proceeds. Pam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, RC, lay it out. Tell me all about you and your passion, please.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So 2 years ago, I did a charity show event same time with American Cancer Society. But this time around, September 20, I would like to invite you all. That would be for a type 1 to none race for a cure with Couture, benefiting JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and one last year. So yeah, and of course with me, I'm with Pam Blodgett. So this time around, I will be presenting my newest collection, which is fresh off from the runway in New York Fashion Week. So September 20 is gonna be in the Ambassador Ballroom. And if you want to learn about the details of the event, you can actually just type it in your Facebook page, or and also in Instagram. And the tickets are actually already on sale on Eventbrite. So you can just type it. Yep.
That's why we talk about this early, September right around the corner. Before I get into the details, obviously, about the foundation and the event itself, RC, tell us a little bit more about your business and who you are and how you got started in this fashion industry.
Well, it's been 3 years now since I opened my studio downtown here in Grand Rapids. So, yeah, I mean, to me, it's really progressing like the way it is right now since I started. And I'm very happy and very proud that for 3 years when I started, I have almost 38. I have 38 Hollywood celebrities wore my design already. And speaking of design with Hollywood, on the event of September 20, I will be auctioning six of them. Six of them that has been worn with Hollywood celebrities. One of that is Carrie Underwood dress that she wore on her concert in Grand Ole Opry. And yes, and then the last, the grand finale auction will be a custom-made wedding dress. So if you are a bride, just got engaged, so I think this is a perfect time for you to come and enjoy the show. Yeah. Nice.
And your business formally is R.C. Kalin Atelier?
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Nice. And again, designer finding success in your designs and bringing your talent to our stage September 20th. Pam, would you talk a little bit about your foundation?
Yes. JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, is the biggest fundraiser for people with type 1 diabetes worldwide.
Yes. Why your personal interest?
Well, I have three of the four of my children diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and I was diagnosed 3 years ago at the age of 52. So I am here. I'm living it. I'm breathing it. This is our 25th year of living with diabetes, and we have no family history. So I'm here to tell you that it's just not about what you eat. It's an autoimmune disease. So if we can find a cure for type 1 diabetes, I think we can find a cure for a lot of the other autoimmune diseases.
Yes. And there has been progress on finding a cure. I mean, you're living a functional life. I know more today, perhaps with insulin pumps and more.
Correct. When we started 25 years ago, back in 1994, the biggest advancement at that point was nutrition labels, just to know what kind of carbs you're eating, because we have to take insulin for the food that we eat. So type 1 autoimmune disease is that your pancreas does not produce insulin. So I manually have to do what my body, what most other people's body does naturally. Not that easy. Sounds a lot easier to do. So what we do is we have come a long way. Blood glucose monitors that check our blood sugar now is on my arm, which goes to my phone, which goes to my watch. So I monitor 24 hours a day. If I have a low in the middle of the night, I have an alarm that will go off and wake me up. So, and the insulin pumps, they're now are tubeless. So it's on my stomach and I just carry a little PDM. So huge advancements. So thankful. And that's why I'm very active in the JDRF and why I've created my own foundation, One Less Tear.
Nice. And I turn to you then, RC, again, type 1 to none Raise for the Cure with Courtier, or where the proceeds do benefit Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Why your interest?
You know, it's again, this is another close to my heart. My dad is a diabetic. So when I met Pam, actually Pam is my client. So when I met her, because she has, I did her custom dress for her gala, for the JDRF gala, which was held here also in Grand Rapids. So that time, and I learned her story, and I said, like, well, people are, our community here in Grand Rapids, asking me, RC, when are you going to showcase again your design? So I said, like, this time around. So I met her. I think it was meant to be that I met her. So I feel like this is a perfect charity for me to give back. And, you know, I think the least that I can do is, you know, making proud of our city, bringing our city to the bigger stage. And also the least that I can do is give back. So I think this is a perfect charity and perfect cause for the show.
Nice. So get your ticket now, knowing that the proceeds go into such a good cause. So part of your doings, RC, you have private clients. So if I wanted to have the right dress for the right occasion, you'd work with it?
Yes, I do. Mostly what I do now actually is custom made. So anything, gala or evening dress, cocktail dress, anything. But most especially, I specialize a lot for wedding dresses. So if you're getting married and all that, so everything's custom made. So it's very personal. It's all about you. What I do is help you to create that wonderful, beautiful, and your desire and your needs and wants.
I bet wine's even served at the consultation. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And I offer free consultation, too.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Any size, any shape?
Of course.
Yes,
I am a designer.
That. Well, you know. Tell me more about September 20th. So after I get my ticket, how does this event work?
So you're not only going to be, like, helping and raising funds for the charity, for the JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, but you're only going to experience a once in a lifetime, something that you have not been seen before, like a real, real couture dresses that I've been showcasing. It's my new spring summer 2020 collection. So that, and also it's gonna be a catered dinner. Yes, so you will be enjoying the food, and the ambience is gonna be beautiful and fun. And also not only that, after the show and after the event, after all the auctions we're going to do, you will have after show party right there on the venue itself.
Nice. Yep. And again, I hope, Pam, you'll be there with information on the foundation to share as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very nice. Are you designing for men and women, RC?
I do design for men, but mostly my design for men are very eclectic. And if I design for men, it's mostly like street style wear, but it's more high-end street style wear. And when I do, I don't do a formal for men, but maybe in the future. Yeah,
in the future. You get enough people asking, where are the men? And certainly, again, you following your passion with these designs. Were you the little guy that doodled all the designs growing up? Did you know
yes.
that this would be your chosen profession?
Yes, I mean, you know, I grew up in a parent and a grandparent. Actually, she passed away 2 weeks ago. I did not really talk about this. I know. Sorry, but anyway. So my grandma and my mom, they're the one that really inspired me to do this. And I grew up like that. Since 9 year old, I already start doing sketching and all that, studying. And then, you know, going back, coming here in Grand Rapids, living here. And I thought what I'm going to do next. So I think I went back to my passion, which is fashion design.
Nice. And here you are presenting your works on stage September 20th. All right, I'm ready for details. This catered dinner fashion show with auctions, with proceeds going to a good cause, and bottom line, it's going to be a great time. So what are your final words, Pam Blodgett, on behalf of JDRF?
We would like to thank RC Kalin for his love, his support, and just bringing an awareness that there are a lot of people that live with type 1 diabetes right here in our own community, and how we just found each other, and it's such an honor that he has chosen us.
Right. Well, I wish I had a picture of that dress that he designed for you.
I have it.
Okay, we'll look at it. RC Kalin, details one more time, please, for the event on September 20th.
Yes. So the tickets are already on sale right now in Eventbrite. .com. You can just simply type one to none, Race for a Cure with Couture, and you can see all the details of the event. And it's going to be September 20 again at the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel Ambassador Ballroom. The show will start at 8 p.m., but the dinner will start at 7 p.m. Nice. So, yeah, looking forward to see you all there.
How do we find out more information about you?
Just simply go to your Facebook page or Instagram account, and we have also a event page for the Type 1 Race for a Cure with Couture. So, yeah, you can just go there and you can add me, look me up.
Awesome. Have fun, RC Kalen, and you, Pam Blodgett, on behalf of the upcoming event on September 20th. See you there. Take care.